Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Hit it.
To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Save What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I am your host, Frankie Beverly. That's Maze over there, because you're such a cornball.
Yo.
Yo. What up? I'm Jay.
Dude, I'm kind of pissed over here. Like, I was getting ready to be like, I'm the other girl. I'm that girl. Happy with you right now?
That's perfectly fine.
Go drink some more ginger ale out of a champagne glass.
I think I will, but then people would be left hanging while you would have to pick up the slack while I filled up my cup.
Well, don't do it then.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Jumping off of what you just said, after looking at someone else's YouTube channel and feeling, we'll get into that later. I don't know what you felt, but I thought this was a perfect segue. I just ran into this quote that said, if you can't do great things, do small things in a great way. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that right now, right here. What did you just say about the YouTube thing?
I said that I looked up someone's YouTube channel who talks about a lot of topics that I feel like I'm passionate about and could talk about. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't even know what I would say about these topics that would be of value. Like, I feel like I should be talking about a lot of these things, but I don't know what to say.
And an interesting thing, crazy thing, at least in my opinion, is those were just titles. Those titles caught your attention without really going in. Well, I don't know what you did. Going in and actually looking at the videos, listening to the podcast, you really don't know what she's talking about. You were just hooked by the title. You, people, in general. And it's interesting how seeing something like that, we tend to, we're triggered, whatever you want to call this. We're triggered. It goes into, oh, I can't, or I don't have the content, or I should be having titles like this, or like whatever the fuck we use to justify those feelings in the moment, right? And it's like, okay, cool, but you don't know how long this lady's been doing this stuff, this gentleman's been doing this stuff, the person that you've been looking at, you don't know the behind the scenes. All you see is, holy shit, they have X amount of followers, people are loving their stuff. You don't know the story behind their glory, you dig? And it's like, what can you do now with what you have, right? How can you take what you're doing now, as small as it may be, but be fucking great at that thing?
I'm just sitting with this for a second because, once again, it goes back to expectations. I have such high expectations for myself. And I think I know where I picked up some of these beliefs. And I definitely know that it will be important for me to unlearn these beliefs because, you know, the quote that you said, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. I'm triggered by that because I'm like, I don't want to do small things.
But see, like,
and I'm like, I feel triggered by that. Like,
but even that, even think about your mindset in that.
Yeah.
Why is that triggering you? Because for me, it's like, it's not saying you can't do great things.
Right. Well, it starts off, if you cannot do great things, but do see, small things. I know it's like.
Once again, perception.
Yeah.
Perception. Yes, someone might see that and get triggered. Thank you for being open and bringing that up, though. Someone may see that and get triggered and be like, what the fuck? I want to do great things. Why can't I do great things? But like, if you do small things and you're fucking great at small things, those small things will turn into bigger things. So it's like, I read it and was like, yo, because, you know, a lot of people make that jump from 9 to 5 into entrepreneurship, And you're not going to make six figures, nine figures, a fucking millionaire overnight. It's not going to happen. But what is that thing you can be fucking great at right now? Because you have to be great at the small things before you can be great at the bigger things.
You know, it's interesting. I'm like sitting over here kind of annoyed that we're talking about this. I'm kind of annoyed that I'm sharing these things. Because I'm like, no, I have to show that I know what I'm doing. How can I be a coach if I can't show I know what I'm doing? So I'm kind of annoyed that we're talking about this and that I'm sharing this, but I'm also leaning in and trusting the process. I feel like I'm bearing too much. I feel like I'm telling too much. I feel like I'm getting emotional even here. Like, it's interesting. It's interesting because what I just said, not literally what I just said, but about, well, I want to do the big things, you know, whatever. That is so being in your ego. And guys, if you've never heard about ego work, this isn't like, oh, that person at my whatever is super egotistical and they're always out there being like me, me, me. No, like ego work is something totally different. I mean, yeah, a little bit of it plays into that. But the thing is, you know, you've got your ego and then you have your higher self. You have your ego and your authentic self. And so if you're making ego-driven decisions, a lot of times, many times, eventually it's going to lead you to some of the pain. And the thing is I've always cared about people and I'm genuinely curious about people. But a lot of the decisions that I've made in this entrepreneurial journey that is now bringing me so much like frustration and stress have been ego-driven things. Even now, like I'm
which leads me to my next quote. Everybody wants to live on top of the mountain, but the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it.
Oh man, this is totally, you know, one of the things that we said we would maybe do is like Jay coaching Jenny. So I guess Jenny's just gonna just bear it all and wonder if she did the right thing or not, sharing what comes up for her with these, because this is like the stage that I happen to be in right now where these certain things are really triggering for me. But also this is the thing that is holding me back in so many ways. So everyone wants to live on top of the mountain. What did it say after that?
Everybody wants to live on top of the mountain, but the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it.
This frustrates me too. This is so interesting. This frustrates me too, because I'm like, I have a lot of happiness and growth and I've been climbing. When do I get to sit at the top of the mountain? But as you notice, as you guys, as I'm demonstrating here, like just fucking raw demonstration, is the power of the mind. And no matter how much work that you've done, how much training you've done, and even if you are the coach that helps with mindset, that we are still human and we are still going to go through these things. And the thing is like us as coaches, as leaders, we go through these things just like you. But it's a matter of like, how quickly can we pull themselves out? What are the tools that we use? How do we apply them? And sometimes we're so stuck in our shit, as I'm demonstrating so fucking perfectly on this podcast, that it takes someone amazing like Jay, your spouse or a coach or whoever, to help pull you out of it.
Exactly.
I just kind of like, I pulled myself together for the podcast, so I don't know what else to say because now I'm back pulled together. So go ahead, you continue.
Well, let's talk about this frustration and this trigger. Like, why? Why are you triggered? Look, I pulled it right back out that shit.
Because, like, I just, you know, it's the wrong question. Like, when am I going to get there? Like, it's like, the thing that I didn't say in our last episode that I have said before at some point in this podcast or the Life Adventurous podcast that I have said at some point is this idea of holding on so tightly. And when you hold on so tightly, like it's what causes you to be even more like stressed. And the example that I've given before is like if you play softball or baseball and you are swinging the bat and you're trying really hard and you swing the bat and you try really hard and you grip it really tight and you swing as hard as you can, most of the time that's going to result in a long pop fly, a pop up to the catcher, a pop up to the pitcher. Shoot, maybe you swing and miss completely. But like if you take the deep breath and you relax and you swing, those are usually your best hits when you're not like trying so hard. You just like trust the process and trust the practice and the mechanics.
Hmm.
And the thing is I can remember very clearly another point in my journey where I felt like this. And it's when we were at one of Nyurka's events out in Sedona. And I can't remember what exactly we were talking about modality or what we were learning in the class, but I was getting really frustrated and wanted to cry because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm trying so hard and it's not working. And she's like, that's because you like want it too bad. You're too attached. You have to let go. So that's what's coming up.
So why so attached?
I guess to go back to the quote, because I want to be on top of the mountain.
No one said you're not going to get to the top of the mountain. So you want to get to the top of the mountain in your specific time frame?
Yeah, on my terms. Because I feel like I've put in the work.
Mm.
And because a lot of the success or perceived success is tied to my ego and the way that I'm viewed out in the world. Because I want to continue to be viewed a certain way. And look, guys, if you don't know me, I shouldn't even have to explain this, but if you don't know me, like I am, I don't know. I'm like as authentic as I am. Obviously, I'm also inauthentic because I put on this face when I'm like doing videos and stuff. I don't know. I feel like I'm being really raw, and I hope that you can understand that the words that I'm saying are what has happened for me. But like, I don't know. I'm like, I like don't want you to perceive this as I'm whatever. Like I'm even scared in this moment that by sharing these things that I bet you or someone you know has definitely fucking thought yourself that I'm going to be judged.
And why does that matter?
Because I really strive to be a good human being. I want to be of value. I want to have success. I've experienced so much success in my life up to this point. I want to continue to experience success. I want to continue to have achievements and...
So what is your definition of success and achievements?
Well, to this point, having a business that's successful, having people that reply and say that they've had transformations when they've listened to your podcast, people that reply to your videos, people that share your videos, that what you're saying is of value, that what you create and put out into the world is of value, that you are able to transform and change lives. And then as a result, you build a business around it.
So what I'm hearing is you have conditions on what success looks like.
But don't we all?
So you're not successful unless someone responds to this podcast and say, oh my God, Jenny, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Or someone was in a clubhouse room and said, oh, wow, great information. Thank you so much.
God, I'm so pissed that we're recording this right now. Not pissed, but I'm just like, fuck, people are going to hear this and like know that this is what's going on. And I'm afraid that now people are going to reach out and like, oh, it's okay, Jenny. Like, I don't want to be fucking babied and consoled as a result of this.
So why, see, you're creating a story and narrative.
Yeah. So therefore, that is what I have experienced.
And you're, once again,
controlling
and downplaying the situation. Because with you being open, raw, and sharing, someone could reach out and honestly be trying to connect with you. But you've already created the story that said they're only reaching out because they feel I need to be babied or reassured, when they're like, oh my God, like I really connect with you. Like this could be the episode that meets all the fucking conditions you're looking for, but you've already downplayed the situation because you're like, okay, if somebody does respond now, it's only because I said this and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
People have told you, people have said, people we've coached years ago who are no longer with us, one in particular in Florida who's gone through something recently, I remember her distinctively saying, every time I show up for said appointment, I hear your voice in the back of my head. One of our recent clients said, I miss our biweekly coaching calls. I think about you guys all the time and remember everything you taught me.
Mm-hmm.
So is that not an example of success?
Of course they are examples of success.
But not on your terms.
It's pretty much what Justice said when we went to Topgolf. I want more. I want more. I want to feel like I'm making a bigger impact. I want to feel needed. I want to feel on purpose. I want to impact more lives and do more of that.
I remember you were watching your favorite couple the other night. Nate and
Kara. Kara and Nate.
Kara and Nate. I was about to say their name totally wrong. And they were talking about their editing process and how when they first started, because I think they went back to the first Airbnb they stayed at or whatever. And they were like, yo, this is crazy. Who would think like years later we were here because we were doing the videos and we were putting stuff out here and it felt like nobody was listening. It felt like nobody would be replying.
That was like two and a half years into their journey.
Basically the same thing you're saying now, which kind of ties into the last episode with
right about pushing the edge of the circle.
Just didn't stop doing it.
Well, and being willing to push the edge of the circle.
And I'm not going to say they didn't have an attachment to what success looked like or whatever, but they didn't let that get in their way. And I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying they just kept on going.
It feels like the time is overdue for me to realign my focus and the question and our questions that I ask, the questions that are on repeat, because obviously, they continue to bring me more and more stress and frustration and sadness and tears, that it's time to realign the focus. That's really what is absolutely needed at this point. And when we find ourselves in these situations where we're frustrated, we feel stuck, we are maybe annoyed at the result or results that we're getting or not getting, the big question is, what thinking, what belief patterns have brought you to this point? Because I do believe that we can change our belief patterns and our thoughts and we can completely create a new reality. But sometimes we're so stuck in the thinking patterns, the cycles, the behaviors. We're so stuck in that because it must give us something. And what this cycle and thinking pattern has given me in a very odd way is like a, in a way, like a safety net. Because if I stay over here and I keep having the same problem, I can't fuck it up more. Or like if I stay over here where it quote unquote feels safe, even though I'm so annoyed to be here, I won't expose myself even more and maybe get made fun of or fail or whatever. And if you think about it, these things don't make sense, but it's how our brains work. Because if you chunk up or chunk down, especially if you chunk up, like what is the thing? Usually it has to do with love, acceptance, safety. You know, there's certain needs that we have. And if we feel those needs are being met by the current behavior, the current reality that we're playing out, it's a matter of changing the behavior, like updating to a new program to have your needs met in a different way. It's just like food, right? We talk about the food stuff. But see, I can teach this stuff, right? Like I could talk about these things. I understand these things. I've been to so many courses. This is what I enjoy. Like I could literally like, but when it's yourself, This has been something I have been stuck in for a minute. But I have been working on it too. I've been peeling the layers of the onion.
I think there's a social conditioning that, like, you have to be the expert in the thing that you're teaching on. When sometimes you just only have to be a few steps in front of the person who's teaching you. My personal opinion, there's no fucking way you can be an expert because there's always a different level in continuous growth. A gold medal performance back in 1946 is different from a gold medal performance in 2022. Someone who could run a 100-meter dash, 100-yard dash, whatever, in 4.7 seconds was impossible until it's possible. My whole point saying you're not going to have everything together. There's always going to be another level.
It totally makes sense. And once again, I picked up some beliefs in a previous group that I was in with the expectation that in order to be an expert, in order to be a leader, in order to be a speaker, in order to be an author, that I had to be the one innovating all the stuff.
It's not new under the sun.
Yeah, but you don't, I get it, but I feel like in the state that I'm in, you don't understand who I was around and what I saw.
I do understand.
And
you talk about it all the time.
The brilliance that was there, and I want to be brilliant. You know, I want to be one of those thought leaders.
But still,
that's maybe not my place. Yeah, it's like I'm striving for something that I'm not even.
I'm even calling bullshit on that because I feel you thought it was brilliance in the room because you weren't in that circle until you were in that circle. So it was brand new. I guarantee if you go back to that same circle now with everything that you've learned, everything that you've been exposed to, you might not see the same brilliance that you saw then.
It's like one of our coaches that we worked with said, like, no, you have a seat at the table. You're at the table. You have a seat at the table.
Right.
It's almost like I have been striving to be part of a circle that I don't even really want to be a part of. That those are the expectations that I've aligned with myself.
Conditions that must be met.
Yeah. Because it's really my perception is some of those people that I met were some of the leaders that have sold tons of books, that have books written in 10 languages, that have if my mom was listening, she'd be laughing right now that I don't know how to use that word.
Good thing she's not.
She's not. So the people who have been paid to speak on every continent, people who have written multiple books and are like the top leading whatever, like when I played in that world, like I met Brian Tracy, like those were the type of people that I was hanging around with. So I was like, man, I want to be one of these people, because at the time the way that I perceived it is that anybody who wasn't a thought leader, wasn't creating all of this kick-ass content was like not as good. And I want to be good. I think we all want to be good. Like, whatever that means, we all have this different idea of what good is, unless you have stepped away from the ego and you don't give a fuck what people think, I guess. I don't know. I just want to make an impact. And
here's what I'm saying.
It's like the quote you started with.
And you are making an impact. But just because
I'm not a big name, name.
You're not making an impact in the conditions that you've set. Like you said, you don't even fucking know if you want that anymore. Yeah. But these conditions are so ingrained. You know, it's like I'm not making an impact because these conditions haven't been met. When people are telling you, and we're hearing through people, from other people, that what you're sharing is impacting their lives.
Yeah, it's almost like I really want to do a video that gets as much, I'm just using it as an example, gets as much like shares and wows and whatever as like Brendon Burchard or something who's been doing this for 26 years. Like I feel like if my content, our content is not instantly shared, or like, you know what I'm saying, is getting traction, because that's another belief I picked up. Like, if you give a presentation and people come up to you after and invite you to other presentations, then you're doing good and you have a good message. If not, then your message must not have been good enough. So it's all wrapped around how good the message is or isn't.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like somebody being bullied in high school or in elementary because you come to school wearing something and you're not a cool kid because you don't have Nikes. You have Procreds from Payless. So, no, you can't come over here and kick it with us because you buy from the strip mall and not the regular mall. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, those are the things that I have definitely underlying that I have not admitted to. Some of it I have, but those are some of the things that have been what I've equated to being successful as a coach, entrepreneur, leader, brand, where our face is out there. So I feel like, you know, I have craved for so long, like I want our message to matter, you know, and it's tough when like, it has been tough on and off when you like put all this work into putting together content and nobody fucking listens or so you think, you know.
Definitely so you think.
So it, you know, because it hasn't created, and especially now, shoot, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, things could probably spread a little quicker than now. I mean, everybody and their mom's on here. So if you're listening to our podcast and you are subscribed, I mean, thank you so much because I know there's so much out there that you can listen to. We appreciate you.
You guys have listened to, if you're honest with yourself, some of the same things you're going through now. And it was in this episode or a previous episode. It was probably in this episode where you said, we're human too. And this is just an example. And a lot of people don't want to show and share with you like the struggles, man, because being an entrepreneur is a struggle. And I'm not here to glorify the grind or highlight the hustle, but to say there's times where your ego shows up and you're comparing yourself to someone who's been doing this for X amount of years and why haven't I made it yet? And blah, 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 blah.
You see, this is where like another thing I get triggered by what you just said. It's like, oh, okay, well, here I am comparing myself, but one of our mindset classes was who are you comparing yourself to and why? So here I am teaching and talking about a subject with you and Bobby, yet I'm sitting here struggling with it too. Like, it frustrates me.
But you're fucking Jen. You're a fucking human.
But then it feels like, okay, well, if I can't walk my talk, if I can't, you know.
But I feel being able to be open here and to note that you're triggered with that, you're going to go, maybe not tonight, but pull out your brand new journal that you got a couple of days ago and ask yourself these questions. The same thing we told people to do in the last episode, you're putting into practice because what you said verbatim from your mouth last episode is, yes, we have the same issues and struggles that you guys do, but the difference is we have the tools that we pull out and we are able to pull ourselves out quicker. So you're going to get triggered and there's always going to be another level of something. You're not going to be like, oh yeah, I got it. Yeah. I got my shit together. Blah, blah, blah. Right. There's always going to be something else. Cause I told you when you've mastered it coming from the front, it's like, okay, I can't come at it from the front anymore. She hasn't practiced this from the left side. So you're like, yeah, I'm ready for the front. And then boom, you get side blinded from the left side. It's all practice. It's all self-awareness. It's all that 360 degree living approach. What are you ready and able, willing to do? You know what I'm saying? What are you focused intently on transforming? What are you mad at? Which was actually step one. And how are you going to experience freedom and flow and applying those four steps to everything? See, the thing is, okay, I'm triggered. And instead of going, okay, I'm pissed off and annoyed that I'm triggered, how can I apply these four steps to this? Circling back to that quote, even see perspective and perception. You heard the quote and was like, oh, entrepreneur, I want to do great things. But shit, even taking that quote and then applying it to your personal life, someone else might look at this and be like, okay, great things in my life. What does that look like? I might not be able to have something trigger me and like snap myself out of it. But what is the small thing I can do greatly?
Yeah, I'm actually taking notes. As the podcast co-host, I'm taking notes. So I get it if you're listening and driving. But if you ain't driving and your ass is sitting at home, I hope you're taking notes too. So, and it's okay if you're sitting at home or wherever you're at. I was just sassy. Okay, what is a small thing that I can do in a great way? Okay, here's what I wrote down. Just to reiterate what Jay said that I feel like was really important. So the journaling, right? Like you said, how can I apply the four steps of the 360 degree living approach, previously called the POP method? But also writing out when something's frustrating you, write out what's frustrating you, get it out. And how can you shift yourself into the things that you are powerful? Because as you were saying that, I felt like, you know what? I'm sitting here, I've been on this cycle of just like beating myself up and being really hard on myself and having these expectations when I have had a couple of recent conversations with strangers, like people that I met either through our coaching certification or through another thing that I'm doing. And I've met these people and I coached them and they were like, wow, that's so amazing. You're so intuitive. And in like 20-minute conversations, I was able to like bring clarity. I was able to bring change. I was able to bring something into their life to help them move forward.
Small wins.
And one of the things that I have been asking for is to see very clearly that I am intuitive and to understand clearly that I am intuitive and that I, you know, am connected to my higher self and I'm able to tap into energies. And I have doubted that I've been able to do that, yet I've had experiences here that have reflected back to me that I'm able to do that. Because the last girl was like, oh my God, she even sent me a message after. She was like, you are so highly intuitive. Like I can't, it's just so amazing.
Multiple times.
And you know, we are doing great things. Hell, we're on a nomad journey. We fucking sold everything. And so the thing I'm asking myself right now that I'm going to journal about is how can I step into and focus on those things? Exactly what you said. What are the small things I can do in a great way? But also how can I step into those things that make me amazing and lean into that instead of focusing on all the things I don't have? Because hello, law of attraction says that, you know, if you focus on the things you don't have, you're going to get more of what you don't want.
Yep.
And versus focusing on what you do have and celebrating that and moving from there. Like sometimes it's the most basic things, but this is what, and I'll say instead of, but, and this is what I can focus on moving forward. And then I feel like the exciting thing is what is a small thing I can do in a great way, which I feel like is also something that Justice said, because she said something along the lines of, I don't remember exactly, but I feel like the essence was like, how can you, it's kind of like you will still, it's like the idea that you'll do anything to make like your vision work if you're like super tapped into your vision. Does that make sense? Like, am I saying it right? Like, so it's kind of like, you know, what's your why? Your why will make you cry or whatever, but I can't stand that saying. It's kind of like, you know, if you really want to like make an impact, whatever it is, like the thing that's driving you, you have this vision, right? Like Justice had a vision for say what radio to be something that kind of like is this big thing.
And
that's what drove her. Like the rest of it didn't matter because that was the thing that continued to get her up and get her going. So it's like that, right?
Yeah.
And that can be, okay, what are the small things? So if I'm good at connecting with people and I'm good at travel, like just lean into the small things. Like I can do these small things a million times and they'll build into something bigger and enjoy that. God damn. I mean, life will be so much more fun if I can just enjoy all that instead of sitting here fucking being so frustrated and focused on all the shit that I'm so annoyed with. Like, God, I'm stressing myself out for no reason.
Wow.
I'm fucking sick of it. I really am. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
And that you just experienced and showed and shared, even with like oh, I'm supposed to be this badass coach, and how can I teach this when I'm still experiencing it myself? You just showed you are doing this, and you are a badass coach, and you are helping people, and. But the thing is, like, since those are the small things, and you want to do the great things, and you're triggered by, like, I don't want to do anything small. I want to do great. You are doing, and here's the thing. You are doing great things, but they're, once again, conditions, they're not on the magnitude that you want to see them at. So you just put them on a back burner. You just press by and be like, yo, that wasn't good enough. You need to do better.
Yeah.
Instead of celebrating that shit. And the thing, like you said, you're a connector. You're great at connecting. So stop thinking about the marketing and how to get the content out because such and such does it this way and I can't speak. Like, do what you're good at. Fuck that. Do what you're great at. You're a connector. Connect and rock that shit out. Because as you connect, like, and if you meet us in person, like, Jen's going to do all the talking. I may throw in a word here if she gets stumped, but she usually does all the talking because that's what she's great at. And she's truly inquisitive and wants to know your story and, like, all this stuff. Like, that is authentically her. So lean into that, because if you keep on doing that and it's something that you enjoy and it's something that's fun, it's going to turn into the great things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be on the mountain, but you have to climb the fucking mountain. And sometimes climbing the fucking mountain is challenging. As you always tell me, hiking 6, 7, 14 hours, getting to somewhere beautiful is worth it. This is what this is right now. You're like, ah, shit, fuck, annoyed, pissed off, or whatever. But you know what? On the other end of this, you're going to get to somewhere fucking beautiful, and it's going to be worth it. No, I'm still not fucking hiking that long with you.
I just caught myself from saying something minimizing and negative.
Hoorah.
I was literally going to say, and I'm just going to share so that you can see how this works. I was going to say, yeah, but I haven't been hiking 6 to 7 hours. I've been doing this for years and I'm still not fucking there. How negative. I don't know if something along those lines, like how negative and like dismissive and whatever is that?
Yeah, that was.
Very... And that went through my head, and it's almost like a victim statement too, and a fixed mindset. It went through my head and I was like, fuck that, man. No, that's what's keeping me stuck. And you know what? Tomorrow I might have something that slips out of my mouth. And then the next time I'm going to have something that I'm going to catch. I'm going to say something different. So that's the process. I literally thought that and I was like, no, fuck that. And I didn't say it. So I'm going to celebrate that shit.
Celebrate. And that's where it starts.
1% better. Boy, okay. Now I'm getting goofy.
I would have saw her face on that.
Good thing we don't have a video on this right now.
Wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for holding the space. Also, I know that this was meant for at least one person to help you shift your mindset and change your journey, change your path. And I know this made an impact and it will continue to make an impact. So big hug. Know that you're not alone. We are here with you and for you. And we'll see you on the next episode.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH Insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.